You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 Hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 Hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking. Because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
Show across America via satellite around the world at www.twc.ca, and so happy to be back on the air with all of you once again this week. Joining us on the line now as our first guest on another episode of Travel World is Hubert Wearers. He's the general manager of the Pritikin Longevity Center and Spa down near Miami Airport, Miami, Florida. Welcome to Travel World, Hubert.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about Pritikin. People may have heard the name, but don't really know what it's all about. What can you help people achieve when they visit your beautiful resort and spa?
Well, Pritikin is a medically supervised health resort down here in sunny Florida. We've been around for 40 years. Everything we do has been proven by science, and it really is a fantastic lifestyle change program that is based on healthy eating, good exercise, and a lot of education.
Now, you're right near the Miami airport, so it also makes it very convenient for people who are coming in to Miami and want to spend some time, within the concept.
Right. I mean, it's a beautiful resort. As you said, we're like 15 minutes from the airport, beautiful golf courses, palm trees, it's a typical picture of what you think of Florida. So it's a great setting and to really start, jumpstart a healthy lifestyle and get your education and in order to do that at home, not just at our location, but it's really all about what happens when you get home.
So you start the, you consider it basically a two-week core program. That's what people should try to take in if time is of the essence.
If time permits, yes. It's a really, our lecture series are about 2 weeks. Really what we do is when our guests arrive, we establish a baseline. They spend 60 minutes with our physician. And those have different specialties depending on the needs of our guests and what they're looking for. We really want to establish goals and then customize a program where they can really, our guests can really achieve something in the 2 weeks. We also have a one-week program, but really, if you're, for instance, diabetic, we recommend that you do 2 weeks because it's an all-inclusive lifestyle change program. It really makes a huge difference in your life. And today, it's all about the education. There's so much advertising in when it comes to food products, when it comes to what we should and shouldn't do. And we have a real no-nonsense approach to help people weed out the good information from the not-so-good.
Right. There's so much information out there. It's a case of information overload, and you wonder, what information am I getting?
Right.
You look at it and say, well, sometimes people just get so overwhelmed with it, they decide not to do anything.
Right. And it is discouraging when you think about it. You go to a supermarket and you look at products, and if you only look at the front and they say, oh, this is fat-free, and when you really look at it, it's full of oil, how could that be? It's just the way our regulations are, and sometimes advertising is right on the border there of not making any sense, and it's really hard for consumers to weed through that. It is tough out there, and there's a new diet born every day, and it makes it really hard. Our approach is completely different. We really want to teach people how to eat naturally, how to eat healthy, and make healthy and educated choices. It's all about an educated consumer that can go out there in the real world and say, okay, this is good for me and this is not.
Now, if you start off, what is a typical day look like? You get up at the crack of dawn and have to do a lot of things, or you take it leisurely?
We like to keep busy. I mean, it is a packed day, but it's not that you have to take every offering that we have. We start out with a sunrise stretch early in the morning. We have a beautiful breakfast, and it really is, when you look at our schedule, it is not about starving. It really is about making healthy choices. Of course, We want our guests to exercise. We customize an exercise program for each guest where we establish at what heart rate you should be exercising. So it's fun, it's safe. We do a lot of things that where we try to get people into any kind of exercise. A lot of people have given up on the whole exercise, but even walking a golf course, you know, and not riding the golf cart is exercise. And we offer anything from kickboxing to Zumba classes, yoga, Tai Chi, aquatics. So what we want to do is we want to establish a habit of exercise, something that is fun and that you actually, after a while, sounds unbelievable, but you're going to look forward to it.
You look forward to that moment to sort of...
Exercise. Yeah, you know, of exercise, that really makes a big difference.
And of course...
It's amazing how much we can heal our body. I mean, you know, when we start fueling it right and giving it a little exercise, it is amazing how much better you will sleep, how much better you will breathe. And it's not just, you know, everybody always thinks it's about a quick weight loss, but it's not. It's a healthy, sustainable lifestyle. So, you know, in order to do that, outside of our eating plan and our exercise program, it really is, once again, you know, it's the education. It is what you take home, what you learn. We offer 35 different classes throughout the week. They're led by exercise physiologists, nutritionists, our physicians. You know, we go to the doctor, we see our lab profile, and most of us don't really know what we're looking at. We teach you.
And, of course, when you go home, the people today have so many other obligations and they're so stressed. If they get into a rhythm and a pattern, it's much easier to follow when you do get home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is much better. Once again, when you become educated on the things you put in and what kind, how and when you should exercise and how much you should exercise and what's good for you, your body will tell you. You will feel better. As I said, you will sleep better. So that's really the take home, that part. You know, Predikin is a lifestyle. We're not a diet. And, you know, the problem with a diet is it has a start date. So if it has a start date, it'll have an end date. Therefore, it will fail. So we need to look for a healthy lifestyle. And ours is a no-nonsense approach. You know, it's based on fruits, vegetables, low fat, low sodium, and exercising and living healthy. And it's not about following it every day to the T. You know, you do the best you can, and you have a day where you say, oh, I got to have this piece of chocolate. Have it. You know, we all have cravings. We all need to live with that. But we need to then know how we correct it the next day and go back a little bit more. Maybe we'll run 10 minutes more. We do something else to make up for that.
And, of course, you've got the history and the past customers to show that the results, that the program does work.
Oh, absolutely. We had over 100,000 guests go through the program. And when we talk about reducing triglycerides, when we talk about weight loss, we're not just saying that. And we've been working with UCLA, the Washington University School of Medicine, UC in San Francisco. We've worked with a lot of universities, and we've published over 115 studies in peer-reviewed magazines and journals that actually say, you know, exactly what... It's not a marketing claim.
No, that's always very, very good. And the meals, when people have come back and said, you know, you can eat healthy, but you can also have tasty food at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly. That we offer cooking classes. You know, all our guests... Well, we live in a time where we go out a lot simply because we don't have the time and to be at home, and often it's overwhelming, and a lot of people don't like, you know, pre-cooked foods, and frankly they're often loaded with sodium. So, you know, we're a little afraid of cooking. So we try to teach them. We have hands-on cooking classes where we start out with knife skills and really teach you and show you how easy it is to make a delicious meal.
And we've got around 20 seconds, Hubert. Where do people get more information?
Oh, Predikin.com. You know, this day and age, it's all on the Internet. We have a beautiful website. We have a free newsletter. If somebody is just interested in learning a little bit and getting some tips, our newsletter, sign up for it. It's great. It's no sales material. It really is information, and it's just as educational. So
Predikin.com.
Predikin.com.
Hubert Wehrer, thank you for joining us today on Travel World.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite and around the world at TWC.ca. Stephen Pickford here, along with Willem Backus.
Out in Studio Virginia. So, how's it going, Steve?
Doing great, doing great. So, I was last month in Toronto at the Eaton Chelsea Hotel. And that's the former Delta Chelsea Inn, which many people will remember. It's going to be celebrating its 40th anniversary next year. And property is still looking as good or better as the day it opened. A lot of renovations, always constantly in progress, and it is certainly the bustling hub of the city. People, it's a great location at Yonge and Gerrard, and so you're a couple of blocks from Eaton Centre and a 10-15 minute walk from really anywhere you want to go, from the Hockey Hall of Fame to the south, and you know, then walk up north on Yonge Street to the Bloor Corridor.
I remember how conveniently it was located the last few times that you and I stayed there, even back when it was a Delta Chelsea. And you know, wherever you want to go in downtown Toronto, if you're going downtown, this is probably one of the more centrally located properties. So it's an excellent choice.
And what I like about it as well is, you know, if you're going with your family, well, they have the slide pool and all the activities for children. But go to the top floor, great view of the city, a nice, restful, and peaceful location, adults only. And you have the steps in, not a ladder. You walk, nice, warm water. It's refreshing, not too warm, but also not cold. And they actually enforce the age provision, even though some a couple of teenagers are up there with their parents. Nope, you got to go to the children's pool, the under 18 pool. This is for 18 and over up here.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's one thing that's increasingly interesting, especially to me lately, are finding refuges where there are no children. I mean, not that I don't like kids, but I mean, it seems that they have special places for families and kids everywhere. But, you know, when you're an adult and you want to get away and you want some quiet time, there seems to be fewer and fewer places where you can go. You know, and you don't always want to punch, you know, adult travel into your search engine, because you're going to end up with, you know, places you might otherwise want to go. But if all you're after is just a quiet time, you know, you want to find places that will cater to people who want to be, you know, 18 and over. I mean, I would love to fly an airline that's, you know, nobody below the age of 30 allowed. Thank you.
Yes, nice and quiet. And what I like, there weren't too many people up there. There were chairs around, the beautiful view of the skyline of the city. There was a whirlpool tub. There were exercise machines. There was also an outdoor terrace where, you know, you could sit outside and breathe in the fresh air. And it was, you know, there was also well, you know, there was an attendant on site to keep up the towels, keep the place clean. So, hey. It was like a resort in the city, and I'd step out the door, and you know, all the restaurants were right nearby. You're right near the subway and city bus system, a couple of blocks from the intercity bus terminal, and you know, you're not, but you didn't hear all of that hubbub and commotion when you were in your room. You were far enough above all of the street level noise that it was. You know, the insulation, the way hotels were built years ago.
Yeah. Well, it's nice because, I mean, I've been to some places in New York City, and even, you know, 30, 40 floors up, you can still hear the taxis and the horns and the goings-on below. So it is kind of nice that there's some good sound insulation at this property as well.
And particularly since it's right near the medical research center, the Children's Hospital, and other university hospitals and research locations in the area, you think, oh, you're going to be hearing ambulances and fire trucks. No, you don't hear them. You're nearby, and it's a great location if you have business to do in the medical services and health services community. But no, you're not going to be woken up and know you're next door to the emergency room.
Well, that's awfully nice. A little bit more back on the spa and the facilities, whatever. So you have the pool, which was adults only, but was it the whole floor, you know, you could actually work out of the gym also with no kids allowed?
Oh, yeah. Everything on that floor was, you know, adults only.
Well, that is actually a big, big plus. Something I would definitely love to see on a website to be able to book. And it's become, I think, there's more and more people who are looking for that kind of, you know, quiet and just, whew, you know, relax, catch your breath. You know, that and the quiet of the property at central location makes it really important. Now, tell me a bit more. I mean, is it how affordable is this property? I mean, is it Delta Chelsea way back when it was actually quite affordable?
Oh, and it's still a very affordable property. You know, people, I was sitting in the whirlpool. There was a guest from New Zealand, another guest from Great Britain, and he was like remarking and saying, this was the best value of all the hotels he had traveled on this particular trip to Canada and the United States for the amenities, the location, the quality of the room. He said this was the best value that he had seen. And as did the other lady from New Zealand. This is a place that it has a very high repeat guest factor, very high occupancy rate in the peak travel season, and it's also a favorite of airline flight crews. For example, I saw a crew checking in from Lufthansa. So again, you also know since airlines are looking to get the best possible rate with the best possible location and amenities for their crews, that's also a good. A good recommendation.
Well, that's kind of neat. Now, you mentioned a Lufthansa crew. I mean, we are talking about downtown Toronto, and it's got its island airport as well as Pearson. But, I mean, a hotel all the way downtown has an airport shuttle as well to Pearson?
No, for example, the airline crews are coming in on their own chartered bus, but it is right on the direct airport to downtown bus system operated by Pacific Western Transportation. So there is... there is the bus from Toronto Pearson terminals 1 and 3 that will take you right to the door, and it is you get a good discount if you buy a round trip ticket on the bus. If you're more than 2 or 3 people, it'll probably be just as economical for you to take a taxi or an airport limo. And for those people coming in to the island airport, well, they'll take you on the Porter Airlines will bring you in on their shuttle bus to. Adjacent to the Royal York Hotel downtown, and you're right there on the TTC, so you can take the subway up, or again, it'd be my same as if you arrived as I did on Via Rail at Union Station, under $10 for a taxi from there.
So it's incredibly affordable, and Via Rail. I mean, how can you beat that kind of service? I mean, downtown to downtown.
Well, that really, and as I say, the equipment. I mean, I was fortunate both ways to have the real heritage equipment that had seen service going when I realized that bud car that I was in via business class service that car had originally been on the Seaboard airline, which morphed into Seaboard Coastline and then into CSX Transportation. That car had served, had on its first day of service in 1947, had passed through Abbeville, South Carolina. So, I mean, I looked at that. It was on the roster. And, I mean, you almost get the shivers when you're in a car like that. You just feel, that car had gone through Abbeville and had passed in the old Monkey World, because Monkey World was right beside the CSX line.
That is something, not that we like railroads a little bit, right?
Oh, no, I mean, I was looking up the roster. And of course, I'm not the only one, because you just type in that, the equipment number on the fleet. And sure enough, other people have posted on the internet its entire history, what years, what number it wore everywhere else. And, there are other people like us.
Well, I do like that there's so much enthusiasm out there for rail equipment and, we are digressing on the Via Rail front, and we, getting back to the hotel that you stayed at while you were in Toronto. I mean, the central location you went.
Central location, and what I also enjoyed, the breakfast buffet. Many of the rates do include the breakfast buffet, depending what type of tour package you may be on, or if you're part of with a tour operator, or you've different summertime packages and plans. And you go in there, it's a full breakfast buffet. You're in and out of there. And you've got a great start to the day. You really only need that breakfast buffet, and maybe a slight snack, and then go out to one of the great restaurants that we'll be talking about next month, when we have a representative of the Toronto Convention Bureau on with us. Some of the new and exciting entertainment districts that I have popped up over the years that we had visited on one of our last trips.
That is so neat. And Toronto is doing such an amazing job now with their new CVB and promotions and whatnot. I saw some of the things that they were promoting, and it's become quite exciting.
Oh, it's a lot of excitement going on there, and it's always nice to see that a city is out there promoting itself. Things go up and down, as we've seen all through our career, but hey, the current crew there doing a great job.
Yep, a fantastic job by the City of Toronto with their promotions, and also great, easy way to get in and out of, both from the island and also from Pearson Airport. And also staying at the Chelsea Hotel.
Yeah, Eaton Chelsea Hotel. We've stayed at some of their sister properties, Hong Kong ownership. And great. I can't say enough. It's a great, great location. Great value downtown Toronto.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And And welcome back to segment three today on Travel World Radio Show. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus. And another great city that we visited many years ago, but as I learned this week, has a lot more going for it and is well worth a return visit. Dallas, Texas. Joining us now on the line is the Vice President of Tourism for the Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mark Thompson. Welcome to Travel World, Mark.
Thanks so much, Stephen. I'm glad to be with you.
Oh, looking at that video, which I had a chance to see a couple of days ago, really intrigued me, and we definitely have to go back for a visit because, as we always tell our listeners here on Travel World, you may have gone someplace years ago, but you owe it to yourself to see what is new, and let us in on some of the new and exciting things that have been taking place over the last few years in Dallas.
Well, you're exactly right. In fact, the Dallas of 5 years ago or longer is a completely different place than that of today. There has been over $20 billion of new development that's taken place throughout the city in all sorts of areas, ranging from attractions to transportation and culinary. It is indeed very exciting and a new city, in fact.
Well, when we went, and again, we were dating ourselves because remember, you know, Willem and I are old people. It was 25 years ago, and people looked at us and said, "You're staying downtown." And they looked at, "Why would you stay downtown?" And now that's like the really vibrant, happening place. I guess we were like slightly ahead of our time.
You definitely were, and you're exactly right. Now downtown is an incredibly vibrant place with fantastic shopping, with really incredible restaurants, and downtown is just adjacent to our arts district, which is now the largest urban arts district in the nation, and has some incredible venues that literally have opened as recently as in the past year or two, as well as a new downtown park that really serves as the front porch connecting all of those, if you will. So you're exactly right. It is a new city, and downtown particularly shines.
It's great to see the way the community has come together. You're mentioning a number of prominent local business leaders putting money into the city, and how the city comes together to welcome these cultural attractions.
You're absolutely correct. In fact, an example of those, including a brand new attraction, is the Perot Museum of Nature and Science. You know, and you hear nature and science, think, "Oh my gosh, how interesting will that will be?" It is fantastic, and in fact, in its first year of operation, has welcomed over 1.4 million visitors. It is a spectacular structure that allows visitors an interactive participation to really learn about all things of this earth, and it has been extremely well received by visitors, and just one of many things that are new in the city.
Now, of course, when you come on a weekend getaway with children, there are a lot of children-friendly activities and places to take them that they're going to really be happy to visit.
You're exactly right. A couple that come to mind immediately, the Dallas Zoo is the largest zoo in Texas. It was just recently named as a top 10 zoo in the nation by USA Today, and is fantastic. It includes a savanna exhibit from Africa that is impeccable, as well as Texas exhibits, which are wonderful. It is complemented by the Dallas World Aquarium, which is actually in downtown, and is a beautiful facility.
And it's easy to get around these attractions because a little trolley service and public transit is big on the drawing board there, too, just with the opening up this week of a downtown to airport service at a very reasonable $2.50 to come in from Dallas-Fort Worth Airport to downtown.
Yes, timing for this conversation is perfect because, as you mentioned, we just celebrated the new light rail connecting to the International Airport on Monday. That light rail service connects throughout Dallas area, including downtown and areas of entertainment and attractions throughout the city. In addition to the light rail, we have a fantastic free downtown shuttle system that's in place now that also includes hot shopping, eating, entertainment districts, and also a historic trolley that runs for free through the areas of the city, including those that are most notable for nightlife and entertainment. You know, it's interesting, transportation isn't always the splashiest thing to talk about in terms of things to do, but what this brings to international and visitors that come to Dallas is completely game-changing. As you mentioned, you know, $2.50 from the airport easily stepped on a fantastic new light rail system that allows visitors to get around for free or next to nothing.
Really, you could visit and come downtown, and you don't really need a rental car to pay some of the parking prices at a downtown hotel. You can come in from the airport and then shuttle yourself around downtown, visit all those attractions.
Absolutely. In fact, it is. Dallas has never been better to visit in terms of being connected, allowing for the ease of transportation. And you get off your flight, able to get onto light rail, and stops throughout the area. So whether it's dining, attractions, shopping, it is easier than ever to visit.
And because of that, transportation infrastructure being the headquarters cities and the hub cities for American Airlines and for Southwest Airlines, it's also making the whole area a booming economic powerhouse. You're attracting companies to move to the area from other states and makes it a great convention destination. People come for the conventions, they stay on for the weekends.
Yes, in fact, Dallas is a top five convention destination in the U.S. From a visitor standpoint, the benefit of that is that we end up with fantastic restaurants, attractions that might otherwise not be here and that our visitors are able to experience and enjoy as well. And you mentioned, and of course, we're home base to American Airlines and to Southwest. Both of those have game-changing changes, of course, this year, which are allowing incredibly increased opportunities for travel to Dallas-Fort Worth, as well as gateway to other Texas and U.S. cities. So changes at Love Field Airport, where Southwest is based, for example, are opening up in October, which are allowing significantly more flights directly to 15 more flights in the U.S. And, of course, now American's merger with U.S. Airlines makes it the largest airline globally and with increasingly strong lift to Dallas-Fort Worth, as well as the transportation locally, the transportation and getting here is easier and easier as well.
And the people come to the Dallas area for sports. Sports fans, big, big sports city. Texans love their sports.
You're right, and Dallas is one of few cities which actually is home to all five professional sports teams. Of course, we're probably most well known for America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, but whether it is basketball or hockey, you name it, if there is a sport available, then it is available in Dallas.
Now, what would be, if somebody calls you up and says, Mark, we're coming, what should we see? What are the things that you say you cannot miss if you come to Dallas?
Well, there are a couple of things that come to mind. One of the first places I love to take people is the new geodeck at Reunion Tower. Reunion Tower is the part of the Dallas skyline that's probably most recognizable to visitors. It's the large ball that is lit up in different colors and shapes and themes depending on what's going on in the city. They recently opened last fall a complete renovation of that facility, which is kind of Dallas's version of the Space Needle or other, you know, large buildings which allow you a fantastic vantage point. So from the geodeck, you're able to see all of downtown glittering and for miles and miles and miles. It's a great vantage point to get an idea of what the city is and you know, a bird's eye view, if you will. And not far from there is a new development, which is really impressive, called Trinity Groves, which is a restaurant incubator that allows for chef-owned restaurant concepts to start and develop. So you have 14 to 15 different restaurants of all sorts of new innovative ideas in this really great new environment at the base of the new Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge in Dallas. And you're able to try all sorts of new cuisines. You know, one that comes to mind is Chino Chinatown, which is Latin-inspired dim sum, and you know, things like that that are just very unique. And the hope then being that as this incubator allows them to start these concepts, then they lift out and have success on their own and allow more room for additional chef-driven concepts to come in. It's a great thing from a visitor to be able to experience, you know, something new, and perhaps that new and rising chef that'll be a star tomorrow.
Oh, you're making my mouth water, Mark. Why don't you give us out your website, your 800 number? We got around 30 seconds, and invite our listeners to come visit Dallas.
Absolutely. The best way to find information about us is on our website at visitdallas.com. You'll find all information in terms of potential itineraries, attractions, things to do, places to eat, you name it. A full resource of ideas of visiting the city.
Visitdallas.com. Mark Thompson, thank you so much.
For joining us. We'll continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading 30. Specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to segment four of the Travel World Radio Show. Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus talking about some of our summertime and early fall travel here today on Travel World. I talked earlier about my trip to Toronto and staying at the Eaton Chelsea and heading off just after Labor Day to Cape Cod, Orleans, Massachusetts. I've been going there many years and goes back to as a child in the 70s at the Seashore Park Motor Inn in beautiful Orleans, which is my favorite part of the Cape, right centrally located. You get three different beach experiences in the same day. Go to the Oceanside at Nauset Beach or Nauset Light Beach or Coast Guard Beach. Go part of the day at one of the beautiful freshwater, warm water kettle ponds. At least at this time of the year, they've warmed up. And part of the day at the warm water on the calm waters of the Cape Cod Bayside. So three unique, different type of beach experiences. Great food, locally owned restaurants, seafood, steak. One of the best Chinese restaurants was right near my hotel. Everything walking distance to the little town of Orleans, which is a beautiful New England experience all in of itself. And if you stay at the Seashore Park Inn, you've got the outdoor pool, the indoor pool with whirlpool. You can avail yourself of an efficiency suite that comes with a stove and microwave and fridge, small sitting area, free Wi-Fi. You get a complimentary continental breakfast in the morning, and it brings back the childhood memories. Beautiful property, kept up to date. What had to be changed was, what didn't have to change wasn't. So that's the Seashore Park Motor Inn, seashoreparkinn.com, 1-800-772-6453. And we'll be talking to General Manager Dave Ross a little later in the season here on Travel World. But you've been also going around different places, Willem. Pocono Mountains, one of my favorites. Hey, 28 years ago, time flies, that I first went to the Pocono Mountains. And it's still going great, too.
That was the first fam that you did. Plus, if you look on the segments on the site, you'll see one of your first radio interviews, the John Oakley Show, that you were talking about it. And, you know, the Pocono Mountains is such an incredibly nice area to go to and so easy to reach, too. I mean, it was very, you know, at first you don't really realize it, just how easy it is to get to. But, I mean, the two major interstates in Pennsylvania, the 81 and the 80, will lead you right there. I mean, the 81 passed it, but from there, it's a short hop on the 80 or the 84, and you're right in the thick of things. The beautiful part is right along the Delaware Water Gap. That's where we like it. This is when you cross over from New Jersey into Pennsylvania itself. And that's where you have places like Marshall's Creek. There's a little highway, the 209, that leads you right on the Pennsylvania border by the Delaware Water Gap. And
it's really scenic. That's I remember the 209, and it's a very scenic little road. You pass through the towns, and there's restaurants and shops, and you're right in the communities. You're getting away from all the hustle and bustle of the interstates.
Yeah, and there's also a state park, and you drive through that. But near there is places like the Kittatinny Canoe Company.
Yes.
Now, you know, it's not like the rushing water or the rapids there. I mean, there are places nearby that do that, but this is very calm water. You can go kayaking, and, you know, when you get to the Milford area, you know, by the 84 and the 209, that's when you get to some really nice, quaint areas. It's almost like a Victorian town as you drive through it, and it's gorgeous. But one of the things I like to do, I mean, first of all, I love the Cove Haven resorts when you go there. I mean, this is taken over. We used to be Caesars. We went to the Pocono Palace, and now we've been also to the Cove Haven itself, right on Lake Winnipopac. And that's a big, beautiful lake right there. And you stay at the Cove Haven Resort. And included is free boat rides, which, you know, you take a little 15-minute ride, and it's such a great way to, you know, ease your stress and relax when you get there. But as you drive through, we went to Philadelphia at one point. We're going to talk more about that in the season. As we drove through, one of our favorite places to stop, no matter what direction we're going, is always at a little brew pub that we discovered for the first time in 1997. It's owned by a gentleman named Trip Ravine. And first of all, he's the kind of guy, if you meet him, you want to just sit and listen to him because he's got lots of great stories to tell. But, I mean, I love the guy's story. He was a banker, had this dream, wanted to make beer, but he wanted to open up a really nice brew pub. And he went, he did all the right things, built his own building in Tannersville, and it's such a gorgeous little place. Plus, he's also, on the forefront of the latest trends and technologies and things. I drive a Prius. He actually has two reserved spots for hybrid or, eco-friendly vehicles, which I thought was kind of cool. But this guy makes his own beer. We've got a picture of the board where they had almost 20 different kinds of beers that he makes. Some are fairly strong beers, but, my wife likes to sample some of them. We always get the samplers, one of the most popular things there, because you could pick any four beers you want and enjoy them. But the food, Steve.
Oh, yeah. I still remember the great meal there. And it's really great to see that after all these years, it's still doing great. You know, some places sit on their laurels, but, hey, Trip runs a tight ship, and he's, you know, got things really down pat.
The nice thing about getting to the Barley Creek Brew Pub, Trip's place, is that it's easy to find. You might not think so. It's not necessarily intuitive. But when you're on the 80 and you're just getting east of Stroudsburg, you know, you pass that, you'll see the signs. You know those tourism signs for Barley Creek Brew Pub? Follow them, because at every turn there's a sign. Go this way, go that way, and you can't miss it. It's a nice, you know, really experience. It's right next to a creek where you hear the water rushing and things, so you relax instantly when you walk into the place. But great service, the people are friendly, great food. Oh my God, the food is so delicious. And if you're a beer connoisseur, this is a must-visit place. It's almost a destination unto itself.
Is there something that you always pick off the menu that you really have to have every time you go there?
I used to go there for the chili. They took it off the menu for the summertime. It was back in the wintertime, but it's this kind of a chili dip where they have special chili. You mix it with the sour cream. You do this yourself, and you put nachos in it or whatever. Mm. It's almost anything that I've ordered there, and I've tried different things, and it always comes out so delicious and so good. These people really know what they're doing, and I really like Trip. I mean, he's the kind of guy you're going to get to like him instantly when you meet him, but his staff is friendly, so you're in for a good experience at the Barley Creek Brew Pub no matter what. We have a lot of friends here on Travel World, and as the music comes up, I also wanted to give a good shout-out to one of our great friends that we met along the way, and he's writing for us on the site.
Yes.
So see his articles, Tom Adkinson.
Yep, it'd be many years since I first met Tom when he was with Gaylord Entertainment at the Opryland Hotel. And here, there's another guy who loves breeze, eats tourism, and every client he has, he's really strong out there for him. So good for Tom.
Also extremely interesting to listen to, because when we met him to you know, cover Pigeon Forge in that area of eastern Tennessee, he's an old-time newspaper guy, and if you give him a chance and you listen to his stories, you'll just find out how interesting they are. I mean, Linda and I were both captivated by this stuff, and we said, please, we'd write that for the site. So we're really lucky that we have him on the show. So
I always like seeing his stories and his pictures and his own take on the world. So
it's so interesting, you know? And that's one of the nice things we love about travel in the first place, is the people you meet along the way. Always.
Well, it's all about travel. And here we are talking today about places we visited 20, 30 years ago, and we still enjoy them. And it's the memories and the relationships. And we're going, as we ate, 97 with Trip, or we went to Poconos in 86, and going back to the Seashore Park Inn in Orleans, still under same family ownership as back in the 60s and 70s. Hey, that's what it's all about. People who are committed to excellence and keep providing a good product and good value, and people will support them.
Oh, definitely. And the other nice thing is that, with the radio show that we've been doing and the people that we've met, it's now that isn't technology wonderful? I'm in Virginia, you're in Montreal, yet we're doing the show together. And then on top of that, finding the whole new center, places that are reachable right here from Manassas, Virginia. I mean, I can explore places clear down to South Carolina by car, and it's easy to reach. I mean, I've driven to Chicago from here. Now, that is a lengthy trip.
Yes, that would be, yeah.
Anyway, listen, we're going to wrap up.
We're going to wrap up, but hey, we'll be back in, another week, another month, another year. We'll always be around. You can't get rid of Willem and Steve. Travel World Radio. Till next time, happy traveling, everyone.
The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.